We are reading from 2 Corinthians 5, 16 to 21. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we were once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Blessed be the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much, Darren. We are trying out our new software this morning for our slides. Am I there? Right, I'll show you this picture and I'll ask, what are your thoughts when you see this, maybe in front of a business or wherever? Any thoughts?
Change.
What happened?
Under new management.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Chaos.
Chaos.
New beginning.
What's going to happen now? Is that going forward? All right. Thank you for those, especially what was going through my mind. Maybe, as we rightly answered, maybe the new managers are trying to send a message across. The first time I saw this, driving through somewhere in Barnsley, and I was sort of reflecting on that. What are they actually trying to tell me or pass across? Maybe the former owners were in debt, and we've come to clear the debts and bring change and bring new thing happening in this place. Maybe they were struggling to keep up the promises they made to people to give them the best of their services. But maybe they were lagging behind. And now we are here. Yeah, we are here. Change. We are here to bring change. So similarly, I believe this is what Jesus Christ did for us. And so for the next few weeks, we're going to do a Sunday series on this subject, under new management. And so this morning, I'll just lead us through a few moments of something I've asked, understanding the new management. So maybe Jesus is trying to point us to the fact that he's moved off from death to life, and that he's come to do something new in our lives. We were once in a place where we didn't like, but now he's arrived and he's placing us under new management. And he's encouraging us that from now henceforth, we're going to live for God. But unlike corporate restructuring, I just want us to, zero in on the spiritual transformation that could come as we embark on this journey, as Darren has beautifully read from us from 2 Corinthians. So I believe, as Christians, we are brand new people on the inside. Amen. Praise God. Yes. We're brand new people on the inside, and the Holy Spirit gives us a testimony and a life. Yes. Amen. And we are not the same any longer. We are on a journey. and we have come under new management. And I also believe that we are now operating under a new covenant, all right? And a new perspective. We are in sort of a new organization, if you like, not controlled by the sinful nature any longer, but by the Spirit of the living God. We become new. Old thoughts, old habits, old behaviors, they're on their way, passing away. But I have to say, it is different for each person. Our journeys are completely different. Yeah, we are unique in our own journeys. We are unique in what God is doing in us. But in all, our actions, our decisions, and our priorities should reflect this new management. Even though sometimes we find ourselves still struggling with the former and the past life. But in all, the new management informs how our priorities are set, which is unlike before, when we could wake up and we just do what our flesh tells us or what our minds tell us. But now our priorities are under the management of the Holy Spirit. Now, I believe that, I'm trying to get the next one. Yeah, I'll try to do it from here. I believe that when we are new Christian in Christ and when we are under this new management, it redefines our, first of all, our identity. It redefines our purpose. And also our way of life. You're struggling to control it from here, I can't. Yeah. Right, so like I said, when we come under the new management, Jesus tries to redefine our identity and our purpose and our way of life. Going back to where we read this morning in 2 Corinthians, go to verse 17 if you have your Bibles with you. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things have passed away. It's like saying that person now is a new creation. That's what it just means. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The person is now someone new inside of him or her. Well, you still look the same. If you are short like me, you'll still be short. If you are tall, yeah, someone tells me I'm short, so I believe that. If you are short, you will still be short. If you are tall, you'll still be tall. I mean, what I'm saying here is that it happens inside of us, all right? We now begin a transformation from within, and we are now a new creation. But you know, the world encourages us to seek our identity in things, right? That's what the world is made for, in our career, in our appearance, in our status. How many cars have you got? How many houses have you got? How many degrees have you got? How long have you got to do this? The world tries to define our identity in things, you know, and that's why people try to accumulate things. You know, people base their self-worth and fulfillment in what they have or what they are able to get. But Jesus defines our identity differently. And we'll go back to that picture again that I asked us to reflect on. If we can go back to it. Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. So like I asked us earlier in the service, what words or phrases resonate with us? If you are bold enough to say it, please, you can just say it out.
I've got healed.
Healed.
Free from drugs.
Free from drugs.
Born again.
Loved, accepted, transformed, restored.
Oh,
Praise God. Any other reflection? Thank you, Father. Thank you.
I've got a child of God.
A child of God.
Forgiven.
Forgiven.
Filled by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed, transformed. Healed. Reconciled. Free.
All of them.
All of them. Quite yet. Strong in the Lord.
Strong in the Lord.
Accepted.
Accepted. Free.
Rescued.
Praise God. These are powerful, powerful things. Any other person wants to share? Adopted by God.
Alive.
You were trying to say?
Never alone.
Never alone. That's a powerful one.
Alive.
Alive.
Chosen.
Chosen.
A new creation.
A new creation. A child of God. Citizen of heaven.
Under grace,
yes.
Chosen and redeemed.
Redeemed,
forgiven.
Well, if you have received WhatsApp messages from me, you will see that my DP is simply forgiven. I can't explain it, but I was simply forgiven. So our identity is anchored in what God has done for us. Our identity is not as the world would define, but we are children of God, created in His image and reflecting His identity. And that's what we are. Secondly, when we understand how God sees us, that is very crucial to understanding our purpose. The next picture will come up. To understanding our purpose in life. And so from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, I'll read that for us. It says, we are God's handiwork, created in Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So when we understand our purpose, it helps us to understand that we are meant to know God. And we also made to glorify Him through our works, to glorify Him through what we do. That's our primary purpose, I believe. And primary purpose is to glorify God, is to know Him. Because we are created to exist where He is and to find meaning in our connection with our Creator. He's a Creator, He makes things. And so when we find that connection in doing what He wants us to do, not on our own strength, I just want you to get that, not on our own strength. No one goes along saying, well, today I want to live a holy life. I want to live a righteous life. It is the righteousness of Christ. We cannot do it on our own. That's why it's only in Christ that fulfillment exists. It's only in Christ. You can't, life outside Christ will be a struggle. It's only in Christ, clothed with Christ, and that will now live out, allow Him to live out the life that He wants to live in us. I always remember Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Ever since I was born again, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And He went around doing good and healing all that were under the power of the devil because God was with Him. Because God was with Him. He went around doing good. So that's the purpose we are carrying, to do good. But we cannot do that if God is not with us. Jesus was able to do that because God was with Him. Also, He has called us to live in obedience to His word. And again, we cannot do this on our own. If we want to live in obedience to Him, free from the bondage of sin, because sin is a bondage, and God in Christ frees us from the bondage of sin. And there was a day I was also reflecting, and I was sharing this. I said, where Jesus frees us from the bondage of sin, the Holy Spirit frees us from the guilt of sin. Because when I gave my life to Christ in those days, at every service, they will call for the altar call, we'll still go again. The second day, the call for those who want to be born again will go out again. But when I receive the Holy Spirit without measure, I believe He frees me from that guilt I was carrying. And I have what we call assurance of my salvation. That's what God does for us. And then finally, what the new management does in us, if we go to the next slide, will now put us on a different path of life. We are now made to be like Jesus Christ. Praise God. We are now made. That will be now our aim, to be like Jesus. But wanting to be like Jesus, I now ask myself, what were we before? What was I before? Now, when we go to Ephesians, if you have it in your Bible, chapter 4, from verse 17. Before we encountered Christ, we all shared a common portrait, a very bleak one for that matter. And that's what the apostle defines and describes in Ephesians chapter 4. So I tell you this, I'll read that for us from Ephesians 4, from 17. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as Gentiles do in the futility of their mind. They are darkened in their understanding. Watch this. Darkened in their understanding, separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. These are the things that people who are under the world, under the influence of their human self, that's what we experienced before we came to Christ. Then verse 20, I want you to pay attention to verse 20. When I read this, I said, this reflects my life. He says that, however, is not the way of life you learned. Is there any person with a different translation than what I have? No. Verse 20. You did not come to know Christ that way. Now, having read that, I tell myself that coming to Christ is learning Christ. And it is a journey. Learning Christ is a process. It's not a destination in itself. It's a process. When you come to Christ, you have embarked on a different journey. Your life now takes on a different trajectory. And that, minute by minute, day by day, you are now becoming like Christ. Don't ever allow the enemy to speak in your mind telling you, oh, you are still the same ever since you made this commitment. You haven't changed a bit. You're still having this or having that. The enemy is the accuser of the brethren. So we learn Christ every day because we are on a journey. But thank God, we are no more darkened in our understanding. We are no more excluded from the life of God. We are no more given over to sensuality. And that means not caring what we do, whether this is right or wrong. At least we have that inner thing in us to say, this is not right. This is not good. Even though sometimes we make the mistake of saying what we don't want to say or doing things we don't want to do, but if you are in Christ, something in you will still say, oh, I should have said it this way. Oh, I should have done it this way. That's a good sign because you don't want to do it. But even though, you know, sometimes because you are still in the flesh, you are still human, you find yourself doing that. And that's why David says he every day on his bed reflects on the day's journey and asks God for forgiveness and for cleansing for everything that he has done. So learning Christ is like encountering him on a day-by-day journey. It is a daily choice. It is not a one-time event.
It's a daily choice. It's like being on a journey of sanctification. But what happens on a daily one is the choice to accept him. Yeah? We must have a day we make that commitment saying, today I want to live my life under Christ. And that begins a journey. And God every day sanctifies us, prepares us, and then we become better and better, right? So that we will now go forward as the apostle goes down, asking us to put off, if we see the next slide now, to put off the old person and then to put on the new person. And what is it? What is it? Putting off the old person is just making that decision to allow Christ to clothe me with his own righteousness. It's like, I've done it on my own. I don't want to do that again. I just want to give up and submit under you. Then I put off the self. I put off the self-effort. I put off self-righteousness. I put off trying to do it on my own. And then allow Christ to help me put on the righteousness of God through Christ. And it is my prayer that the Lord will help us, that the life we live under this new management will reflect our testimony day by day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've brought us under the new management. We are no more living under the devil. We belong to you now. We are one with you, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you will help us as we go on this journey of the new life, day by day, that we will become like you, that we will reflect the life of Jesus Christ. And the managers of this new management will redefine our identity, going on to redefine our purpose and helping us to be on a new way of life. We ask you to help us, because on our own, we are not able to do this, Lord. But we invite you wholly and totally into our lives. I just want you in 1 second to pray for yourself. Perhaps you need to make this commitment this morning to come under new management. I just want to give you the opportunity in your heart, silently in your mind, maybe to ask the Lord to receive you, to ask him to help you as you make the decision. If you want to make the decision to abandon the old life and to live a new life. I'll give you 1 second to just say that in your mind, and then I'll bring our prayers to a close. I surrender, Lord. I surrender all unto thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender unto Jesus, I surrender unto him, I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all unto thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Yes, Lord, we surrender unto you, and we make this bold proclamation that we have come under your own management. Help us as we live our lives day by day, that you will guide us, and that the new management will reflect on our priorities, will reflect on our actions, will reflect on our daily decisions, Lord. And that you will help us, Lord, to put off the old person and to put on the new person in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.